5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Conrad Black, distinguished biographer, writing at the National Post about what just happened in the United States, the election of Donald J. Trump, now president-elect of the United States. However, it also involves what we're observing in Germany, Deutschland, and what we expect to observe in Canada soon enough for the next national elections, which is a change of weather. Sometimes it's called the cancel culture. Sometimes it's called woke. Sometimes it's called green. But in any event, the recommendations for all three have proved to be not true. Conrad, a very good evening to you. Writing about, first, the United States. Mr. Musk and Mr. Ramaswamy are taking on the U.S. government that has been administering the state as if it's all about several acronyms. DEI is one of them. WOK is another. And then there's the matter of the question of green. There are all these names for them. But that was the Biden administration. And as I understand it from your recent column, you're expecting that the Trump administration will not only reverse that language, but will demonstrate to the American people that they were misled. Is that correct? Good evening to you.
Yeah, good evening to you, John. Well, that's my belief, and that, in effect, is what the president and president-elect, meaning with a hyphen between them, we're talking about Trump here, what he's promised. He has been absolutely consistent in his view that there is no convincing evidence that we really are suffering any significant warming of the world, and there's no excuse whatever for inflicting the economic penalties on the public that a big move to electric cars and, you know, taking away gas heaters and all that sort of thing, that there's no justification for it. And the voters clearly agree with that. And the major polluters in the world are not cooperating anyway. I mean, if there is any such problem, the carbon emissions are chiefly the result of developments in China and India. They go together, this horrible exaggeration of the climate danger with this absolutely obsessive, in effect, revocation of the right of freedom of choice in hiring or admissions to impose an absolute quota system. And any variance of that is automatically assumed to be racism. I mean, you and I could be recruiting to fill certain jobs in a company or a university, and a number of people of different backgrounds appear, and we agree that the best qualified are the following two people. All the others can then, as things stand now, accuse us of racism. But that wasn't our motive. Our motive wouldn't have been racism. It was who we thought was best qualified. Well, this is nonsense, and most people have known it's nonsense for a long time. But it's something that has been sold to the subgroups of political society as a gain to them in the name of fighting racism. And our complacent society went along with it until enough people were discomforted by it, inconvenienced by it, or even seriously inconvenienced or even defamed by it, that we now see the results politically. That is a big factor in your election. It's certainly a big factor in the unpopularity of the government here. Now, Germany is a different matter. There is certainly a large element of that, but there are other factors at play there as well.
Well, let's go to Germany, because the election, we're presuming that Mr. Scholz will not withstand the no-confidence vote in mid-December that will be brought in the Reichstag, and that they will go to elections in the middle of February, February 23rd. The Green has fallen apart. The once shining Green Party no longer enjoys support anywhere. The SPD, Mr. Scholz's party, has lost everybody's confidence. The government fell apart because it couldn't pay for the Green and stay on budget. That was that simple. And the German people are now facing up to the fact that Green ambitions, all these ideas of what is virtuous, we can't afford it or somebody else has to do it for us. I find that as validation of how we voted here on November 5th.
I agree. I thought the spectacle of the G20 at Rio de Janeiro was absolutely hilarious. I mean, Milei from Argentina and Meloni from Italy are not leftists. They're conservatives, and they do have a program they're enacting, but in each case. But Biden is a lame duck. Scholz is a lame duck. Justin Trudeau is a lame duck. The host, Lula da Silva, is a lame duck. And the Japanese leader, that coalition's collapsed as well. And all of these people are going to be out in a few months. So, that's what we had, the same old gang. Most of them, you know, are on a treadmill to retirement, involuntarily, no doubt, and still talking about the same old nonsense.
Let's come to Canada, which you know very well, and I'm learning from you. You expect an election in the new year at some point?
Well into the new year, unfortunately, at the end of the summer next year.
Justin Trudeau is the leader of a minority government. That's his Liberal Party needed the NDP in order to command majorities. Now, the stories we've been telling have to do with the preaching of climate change and how you must make sacrifices by buying a very expensive car that costs twice as much to insure, but that's your participation. Also, the cancel culture, pulling down or defaming in some fact the history that got us here. And then there was the matter of what we've been also talking about, which is hiring, DEI. Are those issues big issues in Canada for this upcoming election?
Yes, they're all big issues. And the whole contemporary left concept, you know, the abuse of the right to demonstrate and to some extent of freedom of expression to defame and harass people for illegitimate reasons. I mean, everyone is just tired of it. I mean, most people in a sophisticated, prosperous democracy like all of the main Western countries, after a while, they just won't take it anymore. They don't have to, and they won't.
The history part, you and I read too much history. Okay, we're guilty. But that worried me more than any of the rest of it. Because what we're talking about is people putting history into the memory hole, just getting rid of it, like an Orwellian universe. The moment they lost me, Conrad, was when they pulled down a statue of Ulysses Grant in San Francisco. They lost me. And they're at
you hung in there longer than I did. They lost me when they took down the statue of Columbus in Baltimore.
And Canada is vulnerable to the same canceling, correct? And is this election going to stop that?
Yes. And what we've done here is after a statue of the founder of the country, John A. Macdonald, was effectively blown up out west in the far west, in Vancouver Island, where the pressure has mounted on these things, they just put plywood over them for a while until the nonsense is passed and they take the plywood away. And so the monuments are still there. Any sort of trend across society in the U.S. is almost always replicated to some extent here.
Conrad Black, writing for the National Post.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Modo, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Modo, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Modo Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Modo Casino.
Download the Modo Casino app today.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details.
Modo Casino.
Save big now during Menards Super Savings Sale. Brighten your home with a three-panel LED light bulb. Now just $1.99. Stay warm with a hardwood firewood bundle. Only $3.99. Stock up with Clorox All-Purpose Cleaner. Just $2.99. A 16-pack of Zest Bar Soap is only $7.99. Hurry, these great deals won't last long. Sign up for Menards emails to get the weekly flyer plus exclusive daily flash sales right to your inbox.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, like, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.